You're listening to The Kylo Show, the podcast where we talk about how to keep your love on no matter what and why whole healthy families are going to save the world. And it starts right now.
Hello and welcome to The Kylo Show. We are excited to be continuing to talk about our Kylo basics and share a little bit about the fun things that have been happening in Kylo University.
I know. It's so cool to gather everyone, and it was kind of a soft launch. You know, we were trying not to break anything and
figure out what worked
and what didn't work, and we're making adjustments, and here we come again.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But we've been going back to our original Kylo 5.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of, they're still in there, obviously, when we're talking, but we've been hitting them hard again, which I think everybody loves the Kylo 5. They're just so catchy and easy to remember. They do.
Got it. They work.
All of that.
Which is, if you try these at home, please try these at home. Yeah. It's very cool. We're on number 3, pursue the goal of connection.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping that bad boy in front of you is no joke.
No joke. In all relationships.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, I mean, it's a huge component of my book that I just did. It was, mm-hmm. you know, the connection really is such a place that produces depth in our relationship, mm-hmm. and creates safety and love. And so that ability to learn to master this pursuit of connection when someone hurts your feelings or someone says something hurtful, and being able to lean in and still have this goal. I think that learning to master that is really important if we want an intimate relationship in our relationships across the board.
And we've been framing these answers or this path through the Kylo 5 in kind of the format of the design of Kylo U, which is your connection with God, your mm-hmm. connection with your own heart, mm-hmm. with yourself, and your connection with other people. And how this, you know, there's like 3 distinct targets here of connection. And when we, you know, look at our connection with God and pursuing the goal of connection with God, mm-hmm. it's like the ultimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's perfect, really, like literally perfect. Not thinks he is, acts like he is, I think he is, he is. He's just perfect. And now begins the display of where the problems are.
Yeah.
You know, and the problems are 100% on my side. You know, like, wow, how in the world? I mean, I know some people's marriages operate like this as well. Like, I have all the problems, you have no problems. But it's true in my pursuit of connection with God. I remember hearing Bill Johnson say, "You have as much of Jesus as you want." I'm like,
conviction.
Yikes, you know. So it's the growth side, the experience side, the faith side, all of that is on my side.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get disappointed, when I get, when I misunderstand, when things don't go my way, that's where my disconnect happens, is I recoil to maybe reassess or survive or whatever I'm doing. And if I keep the goal of connection, I end up back in a better place. But if I change the goal to distance, mm-hmm. here comes trouble.
Yeah. I was reading first 3 chapters of Genesis, and it, you know, it's the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God's kind of first covenant with us and his one rule that he's got, mm-hmm. and it's us that make the mess,
we
separate ourselves. And I was reading it, and one of the lines in there, in the verses, it says, you know, Adam says we hid because we were naked, and he says, who told you you were naked? And I was thinking about, wow, as a parent, if God's our parent, that heart of brokenness. Like, who told you this lie? Who told you this thing right mm-hmm. here? Mm-hmm. And then they go on and, you know, they are removed from the garden. But the design of God's heart for us, he didn't leave us in that moment. He still wanted to pursue a relationship with us. And I just think about, even when we make a really big mess and we change all of history and we introduce a broken covenant at the very beginning, God still says, I'm with you. I choose you. I love mm-hmm. you. I want a relationship with you. And obviously, here we are today. But I, just thinking about how God created us in his image, and then he never left us. Mm-hmm. And we broke covenant, but he kept the goal mm-hmm. of pursuing us, even though we had consequences of our actions. Mm-hmm. And we ended up in this different design of our relationship than what he had originally had. But he never said, well, too bad, so sorry, can't ever come back in here, and I won't ever be your father or care right. for you.
Yeah, I think it's Isaiah 59. He says that I've made a covenant with you, and then I've put that covenant in the mouth of your children mm-hmm. and their children.
Yeah,
you know, and there's just this ongoing generational oversight of my goal with you is connection.
Yeah.
He says again and again and again. So as soon as we repent, as soon as we turn around, bam, mm-hmm. we run right into him because he was there the whole time.
Yeah, and that's his heart is, I think, in the Kylo U, one of the fun things is bringing in and teachers that are kind of reminding our students of, you know, who the Father really is, his intention, mm-hmm. his purpose, and his desire for relationships. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times we think or we get stuck in, I got to do it on my own. You know, we pull away from the Father and we still go to church, we still do all the things, and we think that we're living this Christian life, but really we're afraid of punishment. We're afraid to show him our heart because we think you're going to be disappointed, you're going to pull away, and this thing that we long for, mm-hmm. which is connection, you're not really going to have for us. Mm-hmm. So I have loved watching different instructors that we've brought in just challenge the heck out of the mindset of our students of, what do you believe to be true about God's pursuit in connection?
Yeah.
And then blowing it up and bringing in the Father, and they have these encounters where all of a sudden they realize, oh, he never stopped pursuing me. Mm-hmm. It was me. Mm-hmm. It was me that pulled away.
Yeah. And, you know, we're bringing in some hitters.
We
know?
Are.
I mean, everybody loves the overcoming, overwhelm mm-hmm. Life Academy series that we did with Margaret Nagib. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a clinical psychologist, and she'll go get your belief system right now and put it on the surface. Donna Da Silva, mm-hmm. you know, kind of the inner healing Sozo mm-hmm. master of decades now. Bill Johnson,
yeah,
you know, we're bringing in a little apostolic paradigm for you. Haley Braun. I mean, yeah. I don't know who else we got in there, but Haley Braun is bringing mm-hmm. the reality of presence into our life. And so there are, you know, there is some giant emphasis on mm-hmm. getting your connection with God right.
Yeah. I remember one of the days we had teaching, we had two speakers back to back, and you know, we're on Zoom call, so our students are just kind of, you can see them just spinning out in the best way, and it was so much fun. And then we have transformation group afterwards, and the conversation, it was almost like they were so rocked. And that, I love that we set it up this way, that we talk about God first, because we've got to get that right. And especially this, the pursuit of connection and really that being a truth to how we believe the Father is after us.
Yeah.
Changes so much about ourself and others portion, because if we can't actually have this foundational truth that God is not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And no matter how big the mess, how big whatever scary things in front of us, thinking that God's going to remove himself from our lives, like it's just been fantastic to watch.
You know, when we think about the parable of the knucklehead son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we call it the prodigal son. He's just a knucklehead. That whole parable is about the superstar father, right?
Yeah.
It's the whole thing's about the father. That knucklehead boy is so disrespectful and so dishonoring and so selfish and self-destructive. And the father gives him the inheritance,
mm-hmm.
which is basically, here you go. I know you may destroy yourself with this, but I'm going to long for your return.
Mm-hmm.
While you are creating as much distance from me as you possibly could think of, I will be watching for your return. And then he catches it.
Yeah.
The father catches this knucklehead kid coming back, and he runs out to him. You're like, okay, that's Jesus is trying to show us the heart of God towards us always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is why we start with the God portion,
because mm-hmm.
it's really important for the next part, which is really digging into, you know, yourself and this, you know, how well do I do with handling pursuing that relationship with others and mm-hmm. keeping, you know, my goal connection when it's really scary, feels out of control. Like we have a couple students that have been going through marital stuff and you know, some are really heartbreaking, but the posture that they take is this is my job to pursue the goal of connection for my kids' sake, for my community. What am I doing to manage me really, really well? And that's been the fun part. It's like once they kind of debunk any of the lies going on with God, they're able to assess how well do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
How well can I produce this as a priority in my life? And how well does it show up?
Yeah, I think the stewardship of my heart is one of the most overlooked things that we ever work on as believers. You know, I believe the lies about myself. I believe the accusations of the enemy. I believe all the negative stuff because somehow, if I saw myself as a dearly loved child of light and then walked in the light, walked in the truth of being adored and cherished and celebrated and empowered and trusted and in partnership for a great destiny, that somehow that would be like pride or something like that. So really, maybe if I believe all the things that God doesn't believe, maybe I'll honor him that way or something. I don't know where all this religiosity credibility comes in. I don't know, critical parent maybe, just a self-critical voice bouncing around inside of me. I don't know exactly why we are so addicted
mm-hmm.
to punishing ourselves, especially if we mess up. You know, like, I failed. I need a gallon of shame. You know, I'm going to drink a gallon of shame. This usually takes a while to wear off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a bummer because, mm-hmm. you know, which one of your children would you enjoy watching drink a bottle of, you know, a gallon of shame
mm-hmm.
because they didn't turn their homework in or they failed a test or they forgot their chore? I would like you to be curled up in the corner for a week. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And yet we who know how to protect our children from that kind of stuff, how much better is he at this than us? But for, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that I know that introduce hammer time to their own heart as some sort of self-discipline
mm-hmm.
measure, I just, okay, let's please stop it.
Yeah. We did a parenting event in Texas, And you showed a clip. It was like a Mother's Day clip. We were, kind of close to Mother's Day-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know what company it was.
I think it's Dove.
Is it Dove?
Yeah.
They do another one that I've seen before.
Yep.
But the one that you showed, it had all these mothers describing what kind of mom they are. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly what you're talking about. It's like, all the mistakes I made, super critical. Mm-hmm. I don't do this enough. I don't play with them enough. I don't cook for them enough. I'm not patient. I mean, it's just nonstop of all the worst things that they are. And then, so they record the moms doing that. And then they bring the moms in to watch a video of the same question they ask their child, you know. And every child just talks about all the things that they love about their mom.
Just adore their mothers.
They just, you know, these moms are in tears over, you know, everything that I believe and I'm just trying to perfect in me and trying to chase away and you know, probably go to bed thinking I'm failed. You know, I failed yet again. And here they are reminded of their children feel loved. They feel protected. They feel pursued. They feel nurtured. And they have nothing but just joy in their eyes talking about their mom. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what the father's heart towards us, that he, you know, if we could only have a glimpse of how he sees us, and if we could live in that place of how he sees us, how would we operate from day to day differently? You know, what would you bring to the day? How would you act in the day if you lived a life where you remember the truth instead of finding everything to criticize?
Yeah, and I think pursuing connection with yourself, that's kind of a weird thought, but when you pursue connection with your own heart, I think the evidence of maturity here is that it takes you less time to get back to enjoying yourself. I think that's the goal. It takes you less time to enjoy God when your goal is connection and you're seeing it. When your goal is connection with others, and it just takes you less time to overcome the hurt and the fear or whatever that created the disconnect. So I think the fruit that we're winning here, and the fruit that we're picking up
momentum.
we're making yardage on this. Uh-huh. Is that I spend less time in the punishment of myself, and I get back to actually believing what God says about me, and that I am a dearly loved child, and I've been called to walk in the light, not hide in the darkness, not be afraid of his presence, not be afraid of his word, not expect judgment and punishment, but to actually experience the guidance of a loving father.
Yeah, I think the sooner we can forgive ourselves, the sooner we can return back to joy. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, and the goal of connection with others. You know, there's the third category. You know, okay, how do I point this stuff at?
Well, towards others.
People, yeah, like those people that you've surrounded me with. How do I get to that point where I am closing the gap between pain and punishment? And, you know, how do I get out of that? How do I get away from, you hurt me, you dirty rat. I'm going to hurt you. Okay, that's the goal of distance. Mm. And I think I've said this about a million times, but I'm going to say it one more time.
Okay.
You know, when a married couple comes in to say, hey, I have this against them. And I say, all right, well, first, before we get started, what is the goal of your marriage? And I lead them to, is the goal distance or connection? And they're kind of deer in the headlights right there, because they're trying to want connection, but they just got caught with the goal of distance. Mm-hmm. And as long as they hunkered down on distance, I then effectively point out to them that you will never resolve your disconnect if you keep the goal of distance. Mm-hmm. You've set the other person up to fail 100% of the time. They cannot ever meet your need. They cannot clean this mess. They cannot make a connection with you because your goal is distance. So you've covered up the receptacle and they cannot plug into you. You are the problem. Me? How in the world? I'm the victim here. Yeah. I'm the one who got hurt. Right. I'm just saying. If your goal is connection, then we can work this out. If your goal is distance, this is the last time I'll be meeting with you until you want a different goal. Because you're doing a fabulous job without me creating distance. Yeah. You don't need my help. Mm-hmm. But if you change your goal, you might need some tools. You might need some guidance. You might need some support. Mm-hmm. And I'm there for you.
Yeah. So in talking with, if others is kind of the last category that we usually go through, if they're disconnected from the father and understanding his pursuit and staying and the goal of connection with him, if they're disconnected there, or let's say they're so-so, but they have a bunch of unforgiveness towards themselves. I mean, is that kind of, that's how you set yourself up for failure to just keeping this goal of distance with others? Is this how you justify it? Is if one of these are off, is it typically affect the other ones? Like how does, are they as connected as we've kind of lined them up to be?
Well, I wouldn't say that nothing makes it through. I mean, if the pipe is broken upstream, you know, you got a leaky pipe, you just have a drizzle coming into others. You know, and it's usually muddy. You know, it's something got in the pipe.
So pleasant.
You know, it's usually got some stuff to it because, there's going to be things like, you know, in my goal of connection with others, there's going to be things like control.
Mm.
Like, I want connection with you as long as I can control you.
Mm.
You know, there's going to be some codependency in that pipe, you know, because it just...
It's not cleaned out.
Because way up there, you know, it got broke off from God, but the water's still flowing. And then I'm kind of really hard on myself, so it kind of gives me permission to be really hard on everybody around me and scared of everybody. So control, codependency, maybe some impulsivity and or some I'm just having a hard time controlling myself in my relationships. So I say sorry a lot. Because I know I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have acted like I shouldn't have. I'm sorry. So there's lots of that going on in my relationship with others when the supply of perfect love is cut off, damaged. You know, just think of a pipe that goes uphill.
We've just been working in the garden, so there's lots of water and pipe analogies coming to you because this is real life for us,
guys. This is real life.
There's a little drizzle. Why is this not working?
Why is
it's muddy.
It's the pipe upstream.
Everything
flows downhill, right? So if I got these botched, I can guarantee you that it's showing up in the way that we experience each other.
Yeah. I just was thinking about how in my own life, how easy it is that if I get disconnected from the father or I start, you know, believing a lie somewhere in there, then my criticality towards myself really intensifies, which then, is easy to lean into what you're saying. So I'm wondering, like, what's the markers for, I have a broken pipe or a damaged pipe. So what I'm hearing you say is if you've got control, codependency, lots of I'm sorry's going on in your own life that you're noticing, those are some indicators to kind of go back to see if you can find what's going on with the source.
Upstream, And the best place to start is just your heart-to-heart connection with God, because if you'll actually do that, it will affect your conversation with yourself, because then you can hear the Holy Spirit a little better. And the Holy Spirit say, say what? What did you just say to yourself? Hey, back away from the car. You know, that conversation should be happening if you can hear the Father. Because the Holy Spirit searches the Father's heart to let me know what he thinks of me that I forgot or I didn't catch. Mm-hmm. And so there should be some argument over how you get away with talking to yourself and the Holy Spirit adjusting you. That's called conviction, right? Mm-hmm. This is, do not quench, do not grieve the heart of God. That's what this is about. The Holy Spirit is saying, hey, adjust now. Mm-hmm. And then you go on to your tantrum. I didn't hear what you said. What did you, were you talking to me? You know, or ignoring.
Yeah.
And that is a symptom of your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And it's going to show up in what you get away with and how you treat yourself. And then, boom, downstream, here's a little muddy water.
Yeah. I am definitely the very critical person here. That's me. I live there. That's probably my biggest battle, is that part. Mm-hmm. So, you know, going back to source. Okay. I do that often. I was laughing because on the way here, I was talking to Ben about something and I got really critical about myself about something. And Lincoln is in the car. He's not normally in the car with us on
Holy
the way
Spirit
to work.
Shows up.
Which the funny thing is how children represent the Holy Spirit often when we're not paying attention. You just bypass that off ramp and you just keep going. So I'm doing something. I don't even remember what I said, but it was funny because I finished whatever statement I said about myself. And then Lincoln says, Mom, here's a thought for you. And I was thinking, I don't know what he's going to say. I thought he was going to talk about something that he's excited about doing, or I don't know. And he goes, if you get really overwhelmed, just take really deep breaths and pause. And I was laughing so hard. I'm like,
he's been listening to Margaret.
Put your feet on the ground. Close your eyes. I just thought it was so funny because I'm like, okay, son, thank you for that feedback. And like Ben looks at me and I'm like, don't even say anything. I already heard it. I heard our son. I heard the Holy Spirit in the moment. But it was funny. But those are the...
Mom, look, you need more oxygen in your brain.
Is your watch going off? Hello, calm down. But we're just... I think that's the fun part about the Holy Spirit is that he's not... he doesn't limit himself to just us in some areas. Like, he's using Lincoln to give some feedback. And I think, okay, well, I just passed my opportunity to listen and he's providing another one for me. Okay. Great. I'll lean into that because I know this. I know this about myself. I've got that awareness. So I go back to, okay, take a moment, take your deep breaths, Brittany. You know, I think we were running late, so I was all anxious about the other things, and it came out, and then the Lord used my son.
There you go.
It's just funny.
Know, that's like the Lord used those kids for those moms. Mm-hmm. If we're open to feedback, you know, if we keep. I was just in Wyoming with 22 men, you know, we just had this fly fishing experience at the refuge and it was so spectacular. Mm-hmm. And it was such a bonding time for these guys and it was great. I could talk about that, but that wasn't what I was going to say. we're coming back and we're going over these mountains and these curvy roads and they have one of these runaway truck off ramps, right? So if truck's
brakes
coming
or whatever,
down,
yeah.
he smokes his brakes or he just loses them. There's this weird off ramp that kind of goes uphill and then it's just tons of gravel that they've just dug a ditch. I don't know how deep the gravel is, but that truck hits that and it just immediately sinks into the gravel. Mm. And I think sometimes the Holy Spirit gives us little breaks out. Your momentum, that thing you do to yourself a lot, You need a little escape route. Yeah. You know, you need. So here you go. Here's your kid. Here's your kid talking to you. You know, here's a sign.
Yeah.
You know, you walk. You
there's your sign.
There's a sign. Or a friend of yours goes, "Whoa, hey."
Yeah.
Or you see somebody in a crisis doing exactly what you did, and you're like, "Stop doing that." Hey, you know what you need to do? You need to take a deep breath. Is what you need mm-hmm. to do. You're like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
That's it.
So, escape ramp.
Yeah. Well. That's great. I love how connected they all are, and pursuing the gold connection. It really matters how you're doing with your source and the flow of everything. So
we have a Kylo Yu student coming up.
We do. Yep.
I love how she changed her name right in front of us. Or yeah. got her name back.
Yes.
She got her name back.
Yeah. That was
called her Annie the whole time. And then she came up with a testimony about her whole name.
Yeah.
Annie going K. by
Annie K. Again, just in Kylo Yu, she encountered some healing and just restoring of identity. She's so sweet.
She is the sweetest lady ever listened to.
And we Ben and I weren't on one of the challenges at the beginning of the year. And because we were away with our kids, and she's like, "We missed you guys." And I was thinking, I'm like, she probably did miss us. She's so sweet. She's always so encouraging. But she has a fun testimony for us that we're going to listen to, really, that's around pursuing the goal of connection. So yeah. We'll listen to that. Well, hi, Annie Kay. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for jumping in on our Kylo University. And thank you for being willing to come on the show and share a little bit about your journey. I have heard a lot about you from Ben, because you have him in his transformation group. I don't have you, but he adores you. And so I'm so excited to hear your story. But first, could you tell me, why did you join Kylo University? What were you looking for?
Wow. I was looking to overcome lots of fear hurdles in my life. Overcome the orphan spirit, which you all did such a great job really working and digging into those areas. I also came to just rekindle my first love with the Father. I knew there was some areas of wounds, you know, from walking through church hurts or things, you know, just walking through with relationships. And I knew there was some areas that I was really not maybe letting the Holy Spirit into. And that was one of my huge reasons. And I wanted to be connected to a safe environment. That's one of the things I asked the Lord for, is I need a safe place. I need a community of understanding, like-minded, passionate people. And this was really an answer to my prayer. And I have been doing the Kylo community and listening to the podcast. And when this came available, I was like, I really want to be a part of this.
Awesome. But we are better because you're with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So good.
Yes.
Well, you have some things to share with us just about something in particular that you've learned that I would love to hear about.
Well, like I said, I came here looking for a family, and I left with a toolbox full of just overflowing with tools to use. And I have been using those tools, and my family has been seeing the transformation. And you really left me with no excuse to not to not be victorious. So, and I've been seeing that in my family. So I appreciate it.
So good. Well, tell us, in particular, there's a tool that you picked up that bore some good fruit.
Well, you really can't separate the Kylo 5, you know, they're just so interlocked. But I will say, you know, the goal of connection, especially for me, I found myself with people that maybe I didn't understand or didn't believe like me. You know, it was easy to distance myself, or if I was hurt, to distance myself. And I saw that show up some in working into my relationship with my mom. She grew up with a childhood that was a little not ideal in how she was raised. Her communication skills were poor, and how she would carry herself as a mother from the way she was treated. And so there were times in our relationship over the years that I could have easily walked away, and I felt the distance from her. And this past year, we went through a lot of transition with her being older and needing caregivers. And I had been the caregiver, you know, all of her life. And when once my dad passed away 7 years ago, really had to step up into that role. And my brother and his wife moved in. And that transition was really difficult for my mom. And it was a time where I could have easily just given up and said, this is too hard. It is hard on her, you know. We can just put her somewhere, you know, and that was, you know, kind of the way it was looking for a while. But I really wanted to keep mom close. I feel like, you know, God is all about family, and I wanted to keep her close. And I know without a doubt, I could not have navigated all those decisions that we were having to make about her care without the Kylo tools. And even for my brother, because I, you know, had not been around him. He had been away for like 30 years in town, but we're not that close. And having to navigate these waters and keep the goal of connection with him when there was times when, you know, I told him, you know, I really just wanted to punish you because I needed you and you were not here. And, you know, he understood that. I was able to use the tools to give language to that difficult situation. And it really brought healing to my mom and to see us work together for her. And she would see me, I'd be at doctor's appointments with her, and she'd see me reading Culture of Honor and all. And she finally asked me for the Culture of Honor book, watching me highlight and all. And I gave it to her, and she has an eighth grade education. I'm not even sure if she's ever read a whole book before. And she finished that book in a couple of weeks and just, you know, just gave the sweetest testimony of what it had meant to her. So I never dreamed that I would have anything like that happen with my mom. Now she's finished Unpunishable. And for Mother's Day, I gave her Keep Your Love On. And my husband said, I was watching your mom when she opened that gift. And I said, Mom, this is yours. This is not my copy. This is yours. She said, this is mine. And my husband just said her face just lit up. So I'm just so thankful. I'm just very thankful to be a part of this community. And you had this in your heart, Danny. I think you wrote this dream down years ago. And I think it was in several of the Loving on Purpose heart dream to do this. And I got to be a part of that. And I like what I see that has transformed in my life in these 16 weeks. I'm like, we're powerful people, and I'm so glad to be a part of this community.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And we have your address, I think. So your mama's got a signed Loving, Keep Your Love On book coming to her. You just let her know that. Thank you, Annie Kay, so much. That is precious. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annie Kay. Again, it's just beautiful to hear. I mean, I'm your mom. You speak of her as she's in her older years, and she's just embracing something that you are leading in, and that is so powerful. This gift and opportunity that, you know, you didn't push aside or dismiss her. You actually welcomed her into the process, and what a gift. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. And I mean, bless your mom. I hope she reads my book. I'll be a little jealous if she stops at his books.
I just got your book today, and I can't wait to dig in.
Good. So, yeah. We might have to double up on signing books and sending it to your mom, because, you know, might. I think she needs one of mine too.
Please do.
Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you, Annie Kay.
Annie Kay, she's so sweet.
I'm surprised that we're not sticky just listening to her.
She is. Ben and I split the students in our transformation groups. We have different relationships with them. But it's really fun to see our students show up in the Kylo community, yeah, which is really where she discovered Kylo University first. And, you know, going from a place of she got the books, got the material, did different things, came into our community, wanted to learn how do I implement this even more, and then coming into our university and seeing her transform probably what could have been a really painful, really hard season that ended not ideally. She leaned in and she changed it. You know, she brought different tools. She brought a different goal to that whole situation. And on the other side of it, they are connected and victorious, all of them. And I'm so thankful. The courage that it takes to say, I need to do something different. And then once you get these tools, you're like, I love them, but they may not understand them. Do I still get to use it to somebody that doesn't speak this language? And having the courage to still lean in, pursue that goal of connection, have language, like she said, with her brother, and the outcome, just her talking about her mom is, it's so, so sweet.
It is. It's you know, it's water in the desert. You know, it's just nourishment in places where there's just never been. It's just, I mean, you to say, me and my brother lived for 30 years in the same town and we have no relationship. It wasn't until this crisis that we came together and I didn't punish him. As much as I felt like it, I picked up the Kylo 5 and that's what then invites him into what God is doing with my mom. And then I gave her Unpunishable and boom, ba-cha-bing. You're like, this is awesome. It's raining in the desert and all these plants just start to, here we're back to the garden.
Yep, we are.
I can hardly not think about that garden. I've been baking myself out there for days. So love it. Love it. To love to see, when people apply this stuff, it almost immediately gets results.
That's the guarantee is that, you know, you actually doing it causes transformation. Whether it's an entire family that gets transformed or you personally, but you doing this, really doing it, causes transformation. And, you know, we talk about all the time, whole healthy families are going to save the world. It starts with a whole healthy person. And that means doing the work, which is the hardest part, but it is the part that causes transformation.
And whole and healthy is love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, this is whole and healthy. And we need a global revival of whole and healthy because the craziness that's going on in the world today is attacking that very thing. It's trying to separate people from God and make them God. It's trying to separate people from their own identity, their own heart, cause massive confusion and self-harm and self-punishment, and then disconnect brothers and sisters and sons and daughters and, you know, just family members. It's like, okay, that sounds like an antichrist spirit to me that would try to destroy God's creation.
Which is why, you know, we're chasing after whole healthy families because that's what's going to change this. And Kylo University is a way that we've been able to help really walk people through the process of the application and doing it and then them going and doing it. It's been really fun.
Awesome.
So excited that you've joined us here on The Kylo Show, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks for listening. Never miss an episode of The Kylo Show by subscribing to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or watch us on the Loving on Purpose YouTube channel. Don't forget to submit your questions and testimonies to thekyloshow.com. The Kylo Show is produced by Ali Armading, co-produced by Ashley Beck and Anna Hill, sound engineer and edited by Taylor Silk, and show promoter Christian Zamora. Don't forget, whole healthy families, gonna save the world.